खंडस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्राप्रजन्तमनुपीतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्मोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरण First of all, my humble obeisances. In the lotus feet, my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Only by their mercies, though I am like a dry straw, but by their mercies, I am going everywhere, and the devotees like here, more than here, here, there, all are inspired. I think this is the mercy of my Shiksha Guru especially, La Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I have told so many times that in couple of years, very soon, he took the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami and went through whole world. And very soon he preached the mission. But Harir Nam Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiganyata. You are so much lusty. You may be so much impure, full of ignorances. You may be but since always immersed in sense gratification. You may be anyhow hog, pigs and donkeys. He came to this world and preached the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or dialogue in him and Haridas Thakur. Why you preached or louder Harinam? Because all will hear. Trees will hear, creepers will hear, dogs and donkeys will hear. All bad elements will hear. And what? Oh, very good effect. What effect? Madhura madhura me tat mangalam mangalanam. Sakala nigamavalli satphalam chetsarupam sapita parigitam shaddhaya heleyava. No harm. Shaddhaya heleyava. Virgubara naramatram tarheta krishna. Eat this powerful name of Krishna. More merciful than Krishna, more powerful than Krishna himself. Oh, Krishna has infested his whole power, whole mercy, affluence, everything in these names. Very powerful. So, we should try to follow. Only learning will not do. Namedhya na bhavna sutena. Nayamatma. Prabhachane na labhyo. Namedhya na bhavna sutena. Jamesh eva bhyanutete na labhya. Oh, you should remember your knowledge, any knowledge in this world. It will not be favorable. Never, never. Bhavna sutena. Oh, you are following Shrutis. You are teacher of all arts in this world. What they can do? Surjagni? What? That is slow. Dhaunagat etat? What meaning? Quickly. What meaning?
Jagvart spoke to Maharaj Rahugada that if one will perform very severe austerities and even follow all dharma and all regulative principles, or even take sannyas and study all Vedas, what would be the result? Oh.
Even you are expert in all arts in this world, more than Chitra Ketu, Chitra Gupta Hivayar, in heaven. Oh, he was so artist. And so many things he knew. Then?
But unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, he will never understand what is Atma, what is the Supreme Lord, and their eternal loving relationship.
So he came. He was so expert in all these things, Swamiji. He engaged all where master of any art, master of anything. He took his energy and told that you should do. Begin from here. But he knew that bhakti is like a current. It cannot be
stagnant.
And what he think? To serve a tendency to the desire to serve Krishna. Again you should know. To desire to serve Krishna and Radha or Mahaprabhu or Nityananda. To desire. Is Shraddha. Is Shraddha. We'll have to develop this thing. To serve Krishna. If you are expert in these so many things here, you are doctor, you are all these things. What it will do? Never it will happen. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did? Even being a Muslim. And he told Haridas Thakur, you are Namacharya. Acharya. You are chanting always 3 lakhs Nam day without fail. Even he was so sick and he wanted to go to Mahaprabhu with Golok Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, why you are so? What problem? Oh, is that problem only? Today I cannot chant 3 lakhs. I could not complete my notes. Oh, no need. You are always chanting like this. So we should try to realize all these things. This will help you. Anything will not help you. But in high class association of any Vaishnava, you should always do. Forget everything you are learning and everything in this world. However, by some way, you can maintain your life. Anyhow, but always try to chant, remember in high class of this thing. Even you can forget your, or taking water and your meals, no harm. Don't give your energy here and there. Where? Tannama rupa charitadi sukartananu kramena rasana manasi niyojjan. Tishtana praje tadanuragi jananugami. Nanandaye Nikhilami Upadde Shushan. All this is. That engage your tongue. Where? In the name of Krishna. What name? Agatamani Jasoda Nandanau Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopi Chandra Binda Banindra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vitya Naika Surupe Vaimamarichi Uchyai Vardhatana. O Radharaman, O Lalite, O Vishakha, like this, weeping in felt forests of Vrindavan, like Rupshana. He Radhe, Vrij Devi Kesha Lalite, He Nandasuna. O Radharaman, Rashbihari, Radhakar, like these names, very beautiful names. Oh, how, in what process, tears coming, heart melting. Like Mahaprabhu is lamenting himself. Nenangala dasudharaya badanangada gadaruthaya gira pulkarne chitang babu kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Oh, when a day will come. I will take your name, Radhakanta, Radharaman, these names, and my tears will not be stopped. Hair standing, heart melting. If you are chanting name and not coming like this, all these symptoms, fie on me, fie on. You should cry bitterly. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful, you should take the shelter of Nityananda. Forget all what you have learned in this world. Then you are in his line, of your Gurudev. What you are doing? I have seen him. You have also seen something, but I have seen him so much. When he used to cry and weep and sing kirtans. Gauranga valite habe pula ka sharira hari hari bolite na yane. Oh, he used to weep bitterly and chant. And then we used to sing Sarat Goswam Master. How bitterly. Sankhya Purvakanam Gannathvi Kala Vashani Krito Nidra Har Vihar Kadi Vijito Chatanta Dino. Radha Krishna Gunashmrte Madhurimandena Sammohito Pande Rupa Sanatana Rabhu Jugo Sri Jiva Gopal. Like this. So I come to remind you all these things. Come in his line. Don't be weak. Don't exercise your energy in here and there. Never. Life is very short. Old age is coming very rapidly to embrace you. I know that when you were in the moment of your Gurudev, of very teen years, that very beautiful young devotees and girls. Very, very excessive beautiful. And you served him. So I don't want that you should be weak. He told me to give water and waterize them. That is how I can. I have not come to make disciples, money and position or anything. Only to carry his order. So, I think you should remember. Give up all your jobs and everything. Come where? In Saranagati. Oh Krishna, you are very powerful. I am offering myself. Now my life is under you. You should keep up. Should I die? No harm. Then what Krishna will do? He will take your all responsibility on his head and he will come and any shape he will give you everything. Oh, you should remember the promise of Krishna himself. What's that promise? Anandashchintayanto mangi jana parjupasati desham. Oh, I myself, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, I can take your all responsibility on my head. Your pudding, lodging, everything. And I will serve you. Like I served Arjuna. I liked hope. I served my gopis. Keeping my head, my float, my position, everything fair. Not Radhika. Oh, the maid servant of Radhika, like Rupmas or Rupmanjari be. Please order me to enter in that rooms. How this is. I want to remember all these things. So don't waste your time. Quickly, you should develop your chanting. If you are chanting 16, oh, you should chant how much? More than 32 rounds. If you are chanting 32 rounds, then, oh, 4 rounds, 48. And those who are doing 64. Those who are doing more than that, with love and affection. Not I don't want quality, quantity. What I want? So you should try to. Anything cannot help you, but this name and being in the higher association, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Sara Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur and others, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and all. Be in this. Then quickly you can develop your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Krishna, how he descended to this world, I have explained all these things yesterday in my class. Now you can come with me and let us go to Navadvip. I told that Navadvip is Vrindavan. So come on with me. Oh, on the bank of, eastern bank of Ganges. Oh, where? In the house of Sachimaya. You should come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat worried that some students of Sanskrit Pathshala they meant to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan, Nimai Pandit, and when they came, Mahaprabhu was chanting Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. At once they came and five are chanting Gopi, Gopi. Why not Krishna, Krishna? And he took a bamboo stick and he ran after them to beat. Very quickly they run out, and when they reach to their homes, they make a group and they told that if the son of Sachimaya is coming to beat me with bamboo sticks, why we cannot beat him? We must beat him if he is doing so. Why Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, took a stick and went to beat him, beat the students? There was a reason. At that time he was in Gopi mood, in Radhika Mursampa. And he was not in this world, where? In Golok Vrindavan life. And he was thinking, what? Krishna is biggest cheater. He is black in outside and externally and internally. He cheats all. Even we left our whole position. We left our husbands. Homes, we became a street beggar. And this cheater, for new one, he left us and he went to Mathura. Now he is very happy in Mathura with all so many wives of Jadavs. Very big cheater. We will not chant Krishna, Krishna. We will chant what? Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. So he was chanting. And in the meantime, in his this mode, they came and they came. Oh, you should tell Krishna, Krishna, why you are chanting Gopi, Gopi, why not Krishna? So, what he became? And at once he took a stick like Gopi, Lalita, Prakhara Gopi, Lalita. And it persuaded him to beat. Anyhow, they escaped. But what became? Mahaprabhu told that, oh, I came to give them medicine to check their coughs, cold cough. But I am saying that I came to help them to go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, to be liberated. But what happened? Oh, now they are making a click to beat me. Oh, very big offense for them. They are making big offenses. I have not come for this. I came for Jagai Madhai like this, to anyone to liberate from this world. I did some. But why this thing come? So I must help them. When I will take sannyas, renounce order, and I will be far away from here, then they will realize my glory. And being a sannyasi, they will think, oh, now he is in high position. We should do pranam. Even one pranam, what it will do? One pranami, Krishnasya one pranami. They cannot come to this world. They will never return. Where they will go? Jad gatva nanivartante tad dhama paramam mama. They will go where? From where? Nothing to. Never to return back in this world. In the womb of mothers. Like asses, donkeys and hogs, pigs, like human bodies, like demigods, never. So, I should take now the renounce. And he took a vow that very soon, tomorrow I will go from here and I will take anywhere sannyas. Oh, in the evening, he himself went to Navadvip town. From land to land. He was meeting with all the old friends, very like embracing them. To all mothers, taking their feet dust. To gopis, milkmen, their friends. Oh, give me some milk. They were giving milk. Or to Siddhar, some loki vegetable. From everywhere something taking and mixing them with, oh, very much giving honor them and also with tears he used to be. In evening, he returned to his home and gave that lauki vegetable given by Sridhar to mother and also that milk also, so much milk. And asked her mother, his mother, oh mother, you should make lak-laki. Lak-laki means? Boiled rice, boiled lauki, vegetables, cutting piece and piece, and boiling in milk. Give some sugar, some kapoor, some camphor, some so many things. Elachi, and so many things. And it will be very, very delicious. And give, offer it to your Narayan. Your worshipable deity. And then give me something. Mother did it so. Vishnupriya helped in this. A very beautiful, very tasteful lak-laki was made. And then his mother gave him, offered to Narayan and then to his son Nimai Pandit. Oh, he tasted. Oh, mother, today it is so tasteful, so tasteful. And then he went to sleep in the night. Today he went to where? In the house of, in the room of Vishnupriya. He never went from his marriage so long, always waiting for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But today, knowingly he went to the room of Vishnupriya Devi. very beautiful when it is. At that time in whole world, Vishnupriya was very beautiful, having all kinds of good qualities and sweet qualities. He went there. Oh, Mahaprabhu himself, this Nimai Pandit, very Rasik, because he is Krishna himself. Rasik Shekhar. He is object of all the loves and prem. Oh, he gave a betel, very beautiful, scented, fragrant betel land in the mouth of Vishnupriya with his own hands. Oh, he decorated his hairs, beautiful, gave a garland there. He made some like this. And he was telling, oh Vishnupriya, oh, I never repaid you anything. I cannot repay you. And so lovely, like keeping his hand here, there. And so lovely talking. But Vishnupriya's mind was not there. Where? Why he is doing so? There must be something hidden. Oh, for a long time, for 4 or 5 years, he never did like so. He never called me Vishnupriya. Always what? Oh, calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sometimes fainting here, rolling on down on the earth. Oh, what you are showing? Oh, Tapan, what you are doing? Don't. Always keep attendance. I have come from India taking all these things. Don't misuse all these things. All should keep attention on this. You will gain. So, but today, why he is giving betel net? Why he is decorating my hairs and oh, loving so much? Why he doing? One the morning, I went to take bath in Ganges. When I was going in the way, I injured my toe from any stone or anything in ground. Understand what I'm telling? When she was walking, a stone or anything in the ground was, and she touched and injured. So, blood came. I thought, why this? Never it was so. And when I was taking bath, my nose ring of my marriage ceremony. It was like a mark of auspicious that my marriage was going. So, it went in the Ganga. I lost. I searched so much. But I never found it. I was weeping. Oh, today some auspicious for me. What to do? I began to weep. I lost this ring with of marriage ceremony. So I may lost my husband. It may be. And she began to weep. She came, returned back to home, and she was so bitterly weeping. Srachimaya was telling, pacify. Why my girl? Why my daughter? You are weeping. So could not express. But anyway, weeping told, my everything has lost. What should I do? But I cannot imagine what will be happening. But now, he is decorating me. Oh, this extraordinary thing. Why he? I remember, when a lamp wants to be extinguished, what becomes? Dhap. Dhap and dhap. Means? Goes and then? For always. So this is perhaps like this. Though it seems that this is my last day with my husband. She was weeping, but at the same time, hundred and thousand kilos of stone came on her eye. He could not check it. And at once, sleepiness was coming. He wanted to check it. But how can he check? Krishna Jogmaya. Why doing so? So she must sleep. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu wanted to talk, but his Jogmaya influence, and he slept there. Then it was hot, more than 12. It was like 3 p.m. in night. A.M. in night. Mahaprabhu saw for last time, and what he did? He did pranam to his house and all. He left for whole life, everything. He wanted to come out of the door of the house. Sachimaya was standing there. Where? On the door. She was like a statue. She could not speak anything because his love and everything was his son. So she became like a dry wood, like a statue. Mahaprabhu did parikrama 3-4 times and took the lotus dust of her mother, his mother, and did pranam. She wanted to speak but could not speak. No tear at all. Everything was dry. And then Mahaprabhu quickly came to the Ganges ghat, bathing ghat, and jumped in the Ganges. And where he came? He came to Katwa, Kantak Nagari, and he went to his sannyas guru and took sannyas. Very pathetic scene. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Puri after taking sannyas in the way to Vrindavan, lakhs and lakhs persons of ladies and gentlemen of whole Navadvip went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but only one who could not. Sachimaya also went. All went there. But one could not go. Who was she? Why she could not go? Why? If anyone wants to love Krishna and Radhika, their dearest, most dearest even, they should be given. Their most high class of desires, their friends, or their father, mother, everything, they should give up. And then they should follow, keep their steps towards Krishna. If they have any desire, any worldly friend, any worldly person to whom my love is divided, Krishna will not accept. So this is the process to do like this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, how she used to pass his day, Vishnu Priya. This is more important thing. Whole day weeping for his husband. And chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Taking one rice, and they were washed with her tears, and then used to keep one. Then again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. All day long, up to 3 p.m. in day. And what was done like this? It was cooked only. And there were so many to take prasad. First was Sachimaya, Ishan Thakur, and there were so many. Only this rice was cooked. No salt, no Sabji, nothing else. And she used to give all to Sachi Maya, she used to offer anyhow, and remember his son, and all this. Where is my son Nimad? Always remember him. And he used to offer. Sometimes Nityanand, Nimai Pandit, his son, used to come. He used to see that my son is there and he is taking. But after some time, when she saw that empty pot was there, today I have not offered. Perhaps I have not cooked anything. Again she used to cook. Again. Mahaprabhu reminded him by Pandit. What Pandit? Damodar Pandit. Oh Mahaprabhu, your son comes to you and you think that he is not coming. You are saying that I saw a dream, but never dream. So Vishnu Priya, after this, she used to take something and remnant she used to give to Vishnu Priya. And one grass, two grass, very hard she used to take. Only to maintain her life, always remembering and chanting. Can you follow this process? If you can follow this process, then Krishna is available, his love and affection for Vrindavan. Otherwise not. One day you will have to be matured like this. Otherwise Krishna prem is so far. You know Shankar, Narada, Brahma, in their trance they cannot touch the feet of Krishna. What to tell of Srimati Radhika, to whom Krishna always worshipping, chanting and remembering the name of Radhika. Akataman Akaripurapi Yatna Tatra Dipya Prasada Prasatrika Pratatya Praptikama Prakamam Yadu Anusarati Uchai Snan Sevanu Vandai Tadapisurabhi Radha Kundam. I am taking the shelter of Radha Kundam. Radha Kundam is not different to Krishna, Srimati Radhika. So he used to take three times bath there. And he used to what? Chant Radha Mantra. Like this. Radhe Radhe and Mantra. Remembering what? The past times of Radhika. Why? Oh Srimati Radhika, you should be happy. Please to me. Be merciful and sprinkle your mercy. So what to tell all the rishis and maharshis? We are fortunate to come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the line actually. He has come only to give this. I explained in a sloka. What a sloka? Anarpit Charim Chirat, yesterday. So forget everything. Forget everything. And chant this name in the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava. And remember the pastimes of sweet Krishna. And then you can have that thing. Otherwise, by name you can not do anything. You are engaged in sense gratifications or doing your job, always giving your whole energy only. Thousand parts of your energy, decimal 0000 like you are getting. How you can have this thing? Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, I remember the process of Narad and others. I become hopeless. What is love? When I remember that process of chanting, remembering always, 24 hours like Haridas Thakur, I became hopeless. Why? I have no taste, no heart melting, no tears, eyes, nothing. Tadasma saram hridaye vade. Like Naprema Bandhostami Dharapi Meharu. I have no even a scent of love and affection. So we should try to follow all these things, especially Vishnu Priya Devi. Liked it. Then Mahaprabhu what did? He came to Shantipur by any trick of Nityananda Prabhu. And then he left for Puri. He was there. And after that, after 1 year, he returned back to Vrindavan. But that time he could not go. He met with Rup Sanatan at Ramkeli. And they told that, this is no process of going to Vrindavan with so many devotees, lakhs and lakhs. You should go. Well, yeah, hello. This is not process to do chant at a time, at a place. In another Sankirtan we can do. And after that you will have some time in morning chant like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Heart will make. Think that I am very bad devotees. I am no devotee. I am ignorant. I am impure. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu, praise me, merciful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way. That Krishna should listen. My old age is coming. I will not sit like this. If I am engaged in all these things, at the time of death, all will come in my remembrance. And then I may be pig, hawks, donkeys and all these things. Then what to do? Oh, Prabhu, be merciful. And if you are matured for this, more chanting and remembering the past times of Sri Krishna and Yashoda. If your mind is even very upset, you can do parikrama of Govardhan, Vrindavan, Navadvip, and so many things. These are process. Always engage your mind where? In Krishna. And conjugal remembering and praying. This is the process. Then he again went to Vrindavan and he returned back and then he went to south. Why he went to south? He told that my brother has lost. He took sannyas and I don't know where he is. So I should search. But this was not fact. What the fact was? He has come mercifully descended to this world. Why? To help the devotees. To help others. By chanting and remembering. Where he used to go? He used to tell like this, Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Pahima, Ram, Raghav, Ram, Raghav, Ram, Raghav, Pahima, Rakshana, like this. He used to do like, oh Krishna, like this. Weeping. Even tigers and bears in the way, if touched by his feet, what? They used to begin, chant very loudly. Krishna, Krishna, in their languages. And that time, even, deers, and tigers and lions, in a row, kissing each other, they used to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What to tell people like you? Why you cannot do like this? When I will go, you will try to acquire. Why call? So we should try to love and affection to Krishna and then you will see, we are in one family. Even tigers, bears, trees, ivory. Why not all these devotees? Why should we quarrel? No, nothing to quarrel. Now we are saying that all disciples are my property. Anyone should not enter in my territory. Then they will pick up all these things. All money and all position they will take. Nothing like this. we should try to know, we are all in one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sections may be there, no harm. We have come to learn ourselves and to help all devotees. So we, in this way we should try to do all this. If anyone helping, my devotees, like devotees of Swamiji, he should be very happy. He ordered me to help. So anyone is helping other devotees, his guru must be very happy that, without problem, he is teaching my devotees. He is my brother, he is my friend. Like this. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Vrindavan, how he did there, you know. And after that, he returned again and went to south. Very miracle. All Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to all, you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, now you are guru. I am giving this order to you. You should tell it to others. And tell them, tell to others that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. To whom he is telling? He was telling that, you should also do like me. You should train others to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You should also do like this. What? You should help others to tell, you can be happy forever, eternally happy. You should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you have some questions and problems in chanting, you can come to higher superior, higher authority. They will improve you. They will help you. But you should chant. And very soon, all over India, all became like Vaishnava at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As miracle Swamiji did, your Gurudev, what he did? He went even in Africa, in Nigeria, Red Indians even, not cultured even there. And Swamiji went there and made so much preaching here, there, all over the world. Everywhere, preaching centers, everything he made. So many books, lot of books. And he did so miracle at that time. But now when he went, some weakness came. The disciples became weak. They could not go deep in his instructions. He told that be always in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. But they became weak. Why? Not attending high class of associations. This is the main defect. If you will be always in higher association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. Sarva siddhi hai means?
In all perfection.
Then, gradually, where he went? He went to the bank of Godavari. And where? Maharaj, Raya Ramananda. The Pratinidhi, representative of the King Pratap Rudra, like governor or Vaisaray. Vaisaray, you know? Vaisaray. He was there, in the post of king-like.